You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bauer Media announced they are closing their doors, leaving a range of reactions from staff, the public and government officials. Yesterday, its 237 staff were informed their attendance on a 9am Zoom chat was mandatory, where they were informed of the decision. While amongst the public we may question what went wrong, many staff have echoed the sentiment that this is not a shock. Joanne Black, deputy editor of The Listener until yesterday morning, said no one in the mainstream media is truly shocked by closures and redundancies anymore. An anonymous employee of Bauer said it was always coming. Advertising has been grinding to a virtual halt for the past couple of years. There are some amazing journalists working at Bauer, but it struggled to move with the times and find its niche in the online world. I'm incredibly sad for them, and it shows very clearly how important it is for every business to remain forward focused. June 28 and June 2019, readership of the New Zealand Listener, a Bauer Media publication, dropped by 1.1% to 231,000 readers compared to the same time the previous year. Amongst lockdown, Bauer Media was deemed a non-essential business. Print magazines were decidedly the only grocery store commodity that would not be deemed essential, meaning the business had to adapt quickly. Employees had been working from home, much like the majority of those working within the media at this time. The magazines are printed in the same factories as many newspapers, which are still deemed essential. It appeared to be a strange decision on part of the government to not allow these businesses to remain stocking, as noted by former Metro editor Bill Ralston. Bill said there was unlikely to be additional risk. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said, though, that the government actively sought to assist Bauer through this period of time. She said it appeared to be a decision made at the same time of the coronavirus pandemic, but was not because of it. Bauer Media declined accessing the supports made available to keep businesses afloat. Bauer was in a similar position to most New Zealand businesses, weighing up their options amongst receiving no income for at least 4 weeks and questions about whether they would be able to recover in amongst a recession. While these government supports are keeping many businesses afloat right now, there is a clear message that your employees need to be employed over the 12 weeks that you've received the subsidy. The declaration that each business signs in order to receive the subsidy states you agree you will, using best endeavours, retain the employees named in your application in employment on at least 80% of their regular income for the period of the subsidy. While the wording using best endeavours may provide some leeway, if businesses fail to comply, they could be at risk of committing fraud. For Bauer Media, it seemed they were certain they would be unable to bounce back to survive that 12 weeks, let alone the four, with no self-produced income. For Bauer, Bauer Media's closure represents what most in the media industry know. Advertising is an unsustainable source of income amongst a time where advertising revenue is fractured from online social media posting, hundreds of diminishing print outlets, TV outlets, radio. At the best of times, it can be difficult to turn a profit. At the worst of times, it leads to closures such as this. Bauer Media is now seeking a buyer for their many publications. Thank you for that, Laura. Brilliant. Any thoughts on this to those of you listening? Were any of you avid readers of these publications? My grandma was very upset about The Listener. She said it provided her with a whole week's reading. And so she's, quite sad. It's been signalled as such a loss to media diversity too. So what could this mean in the future? I think it means we need to decide. Again, yes, more decisions. I've been talking about decisions all week, but we need to decide what it is we want to consume in terms of media. We need to be part of defining what this will look like in the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.